1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Plum.
We're back!
You didn't say my name, though, because we're so out of it, we don't know how to introduce ourselves anymore.
We're back, Ross Drummond.
Thank you.
We are back, and it's...
Explain yourself.
Oh, shit. How many words?
I mean, 160 characters, like Twitter.
Okay, right. Well...
Because I've been firefighting.
Imagine
this was... I'm going to bail on the premise. Instantly going to bail on it.
I've been busy.
Imagine
I've been
as a
sick.
Firefighter. You've been sick, haven't you?
I've been taking
sick
drugs.
As a dog.
But we're back and we're ready to talk about 99's TV shows.
And problems.
And guess what? We've even brought a new format.
New format. Well, we're going to have a special guest today, aren't we?
Yes, then he bailed. To be fair, he wasn't that special, so it's okay. But we're here, and that's great, and you're so
we're here.
Happy about that.
We do have a special guest coming if they don't bail on us, though.
That's right.
That's exciting. That is a bit. That's
I
a
really hope that doesn't become a running joke. We keep having special guests.
Yeah, imagine.
Hulk Hogan is here.
Oh, the Hulk.
He's not.
He's hulked out.
He's not here.
He's sweating.
But we're both here, and our new format.
We're here. We're queer.
We haven't quite got a name for it yet. What are we calling these special sub-podcasts?
We were going to call them, like, because what I said to you the other day, we were G-chatting.
G-chat.
That's how we do.
Other chat messenger brands are available.
Absolutely. AIM. AOL and Semester is still on the go.
It must be. In some other form. I mean, I obviously used, MSN.
Tweet us your AOL Instant Messages. We can chat. Yep. We don't have an AOL Instant Messenger account, though, but we'll get one. It's not a problem.
My MSN Messenger was wildplum@hotmail.com.
Do you know what mine was? What do you reckon it was?
Scotty2Hotty49.
Close.
@theundertaker.com.
Yeah, I actually used to own that URL. I used to run the Undertaker's fan site pre... It was just a GeoCities website at the time.
Yeah, you...
A lot of GIFs. A lot of Flash.
God, GeoCities.
Took about 20 minutes to load up the website.
We could do a whole podcast on geocities.com.
Oh, yeah, great.
And Lycos and AltaVista.
Lycos still exists, I think.
Does it?
Yeah. Google it.
Hey, I'm all right. You've missed this, haven't you?
Hey, we're back. Look at that. That is gold.
I actually looked at the microphone as if it was a person listening to this program.
Well, you were enjoyable.
Hey, microphone, you missed this.
You missed it.
So our name for it is...
I don't know. Do you want to call it like 1990s diet? Diet 1990s problems? And then there's like classic 1990s problems.
I like it.
Or like Pepsi Crystal. We could call it a 1990s problems Crystal.
I think it should be New Coke.
New 1990s problems.
Yeah, that's confusing.
No, yes.
Or the...
Probably should have had a pre-production meeting, really.
Saved by the Bell, the new... Anyway, so we are doing... Essentially, the premise is this. We watch one individual episode of a TV show that we've already covered in our...
Or
expansive
not.
Oh, yeah, whatever. It's all loosey-goosey.
The idea is using... that rather than getting a guest to watch an entire gambit of television programs... We just say, look, watch this one app episode, come back to us, and we'll talk about it, and hopefully we'll have some cultural references to make, we'll have some comedy, we'll have just all the things you know and love.
Mm. And we thought we'd get started without a special guest.
Well, listen, I've been firefighting.
As you say.
People are sick of it. They're like, what's going on? Somebody asked me, have we stopped? I said, how dare you?
Yeah, I got
And then
that
some
as
guy
well.
Tried to get us to listen to a jungle podcast. I like that.
You're obviously not making them listen to this one.
Yeah.
So basically, we've gone back to the well of Sabrina. Sabrina's lovely magic well.
She's an amazing woman.
Yes, amazing.
She's a teenage witch.
And she has two aunts who she lives with, a talking cat. You know the deal.
Salem, you know the deal.
You know the deal.
That one. So what we do is we're going to talk about a great episode. I'll probably put a link on Twitter
at
1990s podcast. Check out the Twitter. We'll link to the episode. So if you guys haven't watched it, you can watch it together.
The best thing to do is to watch it first and then listen to our blather.
Stop right now.
Pause. Are you still here? Stop it, unless you've already watched the episode recently.
Don't worry about it. Thank you.
back?
I'm back.
Okay, you're
have you
back.
Watched it?
Yes.
I watched it as well.
Great, so let's talk about it.
It's good, wasn't it?
It's season one, isn't it?
Season one.
I think it's the highlight of the season and of the show.
It's like, it's a very highly rated episode.
Highly rated on IMDb.com.
Internet movie database.
Not a movie, this, but we'll let
but
them
what,
off.
It's like the internet television database?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, obviously there's the wiki, but it's different. They're always going to like this one. But yeah, it is called, officially,
Hilda and Zelda, The Teenage Years.
Whereas, really, it should be called Hillary and Zellery. Because when Sabrina, thinking on her magic feet, she's thinking, what can we call the teenage version
and
of
her,
my
she
art?
Has got great magic feet.
Hillary and Zellery.
That was a B-side to Mark Ronson's Tiger Feet. Magic Feet. And it was about Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
As all songs are, as we know, since 1999.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially,
absolutely.
Before we dig into it, like, I guess we're going to go a bit scene
put
by scene
put down that
here.
Shovel a second.
We are kind of talking about an episode where the aunts turn themselves into teenage versions of themselves.
It's great.
And that's funny.
It's very funny, and hilarity does ensue, as is often the case on this situational comedy. And one of the funniest things about it is the casting is 50% there.
It's just about not quite there. It's very, very close to
so
almost not being
so close to
there.
Not being quite right.
I think that Zelda gets the best deal out of this one.
Zelda, she, yeah.
It doesn't look that much like her.
The other lady, not to be disrespectful to her, whoever she is, I've not looked up. She's had a further career and she's listening. I can only apologize.
We're not that kind of podcast.
I'm doing
research. Come on.
Yeah. She looks quite pig-like. You know what I mean?
I'm not going to disagree with you.
Right. You're not gonna,
but I'm not going to
agree
with you.
You're not going to agree with me in case she's listening. At pigface. 22.
Okay, imagine a world, Ross, where you think that you might have a pig face.
I
do
don't.
You
I don't have
your Twitter handle pigface?
I do, yeah. What's my Twitter handle is at Rhino Nose.
Rhinos.
Rhinos. Oh, yeah, it's a pun. It's nice. Not. I wasn't smart enough when I was creating Twitter. It's just so hurrying to get my own Twitter account. I forgot to think
get
about
puns
any
in.
Puns. What are you doing? Are you on the Internet Movie Database?
I want to quickly check.
You come into my studio. You're charging your phone.
Yeah, of course I am. Well, you're not coming next time. Yeah. It'll just be me and the special guest. Anyway, so
no one.
Let's have a look at who these people are.
Different voices. She doesn't look like a pig, does she?
People not really, let's no, be honest. Not really. But it does have a very great cold open, which I enjoy, which doesn't really have anything to do with the teenage or the
It's just
whatever.
Salem sat down. He's chilling out.
And essentially...
It's Salem! But he goes, yes-um!
Quality!
So good!
So good!
That's great.
We see Hillary wearing Zelda's cardigan.
It's a nice cardigan.
It's a nice, it's a
grungy.
Bit kind of that furry.
It looks like maybe a mohair or a cashmere.
Cashmere.
Not like the Led Zeppelin song.
No. And it looks very nice on her.
It does.
It's made because it's been booby trapped, quote unquote, booby trapped. Wait for the humor. Wait. Don't laugh yet.
Look, I mean,
it's not funny
to
put
your eye out with it.
It makes her chest, and I mean chest.
Do you mean her where her breasts would be?
Would be if they were there, which they are, yes.
As a human.
Yeah, the breasts. It makes a whole chest kind of inflate massively, so she's walking around like a human. Booby trap. So she's walking around going, oh, Zelda's left this trap on her cardigan.
Salem goes, it makes your legs look really thin.
It's clever. Hello.
He's a sexist guy.
Oh,
he hates women.
He probably does. So that's amusing. But my problem is, if this is a show where people can change their clothes just by pointing at themselves,
she puts
and
a spell on it,
and it goes, and then you turn into whatever you want to, why are you borrowing anyone else's clothes?
I didn't think about that.
At any point.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, fancy new scarf. Do I go to Uniqlo, actually? Fuck it.
Ping. Ping. Why?
Oh, that's nice.
I really like my sister's cardigan. I'll wear that. Ping. No, I've got my own.
Right.
Really? From the first minute, it makes no sense.
Doesn't sense. Well, I mean, you know, at one point in the episode, there's a montage for about... I think it might still be going on, actually, the montage in this episode. Just, but we'll talk about it in a minute.
We need to get there when we need to get there. But they do have, because both of them, both Hillary and...
Zellery Zelda.
Your main lady.
Sabrina.
Both try on this cardigan, and they get really big-chested.
Yeah.
Again.
It's a booby trap.
It's a Big Betrayal.
Classic.
Then they start bonding and then they start to hug and it's a and bit it, like when two sumo wrestlers.
That's weird. That bit, I was like, that yeah. was a bit odd.
Then, of course, we get, and I want you to talk about this one, the...
Grease is a word, not the word. Because she's dressed like in the 50s
yep.
thing. Again, going back to your point that she could wear whatever the fuck she
whatever
wants.
Whatever she needs. Why do you borrow literally anything? If you can,
she can wear a costume.
If you can create clothing, right? Yep. Surely by that rationale, you create a gun, a block of cheese.
Yeah.
You know, anything. Like, you need it.
Are you going through like a list of ISIS to-do lists?
Okay, we need
gun, block of cheese, cardigan. Sewing kit. Wait, sure you go.
Everything you need.
Make do amend.
I just don't understand. There are so many problems that you'll see, even in this episode, where you go, well, if you can create clothing...
Yeah. You could say there's 1990s problems in this episode, couldn't
you're
you?
Right. Logic flaws all over the shop. But I do like Grease's A word, not the word. Yeah. I think that's pretty good as far as those go.
It's good.
Anyway, so the main premise is that essentially Sabrina and Harvey...
Harvey hates me.
There's a lot of Carvey in this. Actually, there's a lot of...
Carvey in a car!
Carvey will be in his Carvey for a lot of this. He wants to drive to... Boston.
Because they're in a suburb of...
kind of Massachusetts.
And
they are on their way. They want to go there to watch... Not watch the Violent Femmes. No, they want to make this clear. They want to go to a record store that's open late at night.
Midnight.
Like, really late. Not a gig. I repeat, not a gig.
They want to go to a record store to get... It's all a bit funny because...
Some CDs or records signed by the Violent Femmes.
The Violent Femmes, so...
A band.
You remember the Violent Femmes.
No, I don't, Ross. Please tell me more.
The Violent Femmes are a good band. They had one great album. I think it was released 1988. Blister in the Sun. Some other songs that you would know. I can't remember them all the titles of them. But when I listened to the album, I go, oh, God, I know this song. Why? Now they split up a couple of times. And they've just had... I've, on a personal level, know people from the biz.
Biz.
They hate each other. They just don't like each other very much. What's his name? Barry Gordy? I forget his name. I'm going to have to look it up.
Yeah,
he's not... I don't think he's a great guy. I don't know him. Gordon Gano is the main guy. He's the singer. One. But basically, when this episode came out, they'd reformed and were doing stuff, but they weren't...
It felt a bit uncomfortable when they were on screen, I've got to be honest.
I don't... On an episode where, like, NSYNC,
yeah,
Britney Spears...
That kind of show.
Why the fuck?
I honestly...
Violent Femmes. Hey, we need to get some good bands in.
We want to make the show a bit more cool.
Cool. Kids are going to like it. Ooh.
Let's get some late 80s rockers.
Yeah, have you got Foreigner? Foreigner free? No, well, Violent Femmes will be. All right. Boston, maybe?
Do you think our characters would like
it? Billy Idol in?
Yeah, get him on.
Get Idol in. He loves it.
He's doing nothing.
Rebel Yell. He'll sign it. He'll wear a sort of a fingerless glove.
Touch
he'll sign
up.
Some CDs. Yeah, allegedly.
I don't know why they go to a record signing. It's the weird for
but
me.
You know what I do think?
Go to a gig, yes.
Of all the people, I agree with that why they're going to sign in just to meet the band. It's like, oh, okay. Well, that's a bit. But anyway. The more I think about it now, the train of thought, of course fucking Harvey loves the Violent Femmes. Of course he does. But he's probably got a fucking 8-track in that car of his.
Actually, the more I think about it, this is how it worked. Harvey wants to go.
Harvey wants to
Sabrina
go.
Sabrina wants to go because Harvey wants to go.
She wants to get, yeah.
They're kind of boyfriend girlfriend each other. Partners, which we'll talk about later.
We'll smuggling.
Then the girl who, and this is confusing, reminds me of Monica Lewinsky. She wants to come along as well.
What's Libby.
Her name? Libby, yeah. Libby wants to come along as well.
Twat.
So suddenly she's coming. Then, and this is extra confusing, Gordy.
Gordy,
nerdy guy.
Look out.
Oh my God, he's got... freckles and his skin isn't perfect. Get away from him.
Yeah.
And he's clever. What a dick.
He's got allergy, so you keep away from him.
Of course.
Catch that.
You can catch allergies, as everyone knows. So he wants to come along because he fancies Libby, basically, and he likes the band.
Like Libby. He loves the Femmes.
It's all about Femme and Harvey and then these girls kind of chasing after him. So... Desperately, they all desperately want to go.
But Nightmare, how
would he lie to his parents and say, "Yeah, I'm going to buy some cheese and a gun."
Yeah,
and Sabrina can't do that because her aunts
because her aunts will know everything, but are not smart enough to magic up their own sweaters.
I love this show. I mean it.
We know absolutely everything you're doing. Don't lie to us. Oh, that's a nice card, isn't it?
We can think and feel the universe, but I can't imagine not stealing things.
I've been alive for centuries.
Yes.
But I've not kept my clothes.
I'm still stealing clothes. They as aunts, don't want her to go because they're
worried. No, it's dangerous.
They might get...
You'll get fingered in Boston.
With the fingerless gloves, yeah.
Yeah, Billy Idol might be there. You don't know what he's
doing.
You
know what it's like. Cheers.
Rebel, yeah.
It's
Fraser Crane might be there. That hair's not
Ally
about.
Ally McBeal might fall into them.
Dancing Baby.
Yeah, it's all kicking off.
People using no gender bias toilets.
Yes, exactly.
You gotta be careful around there.
There's going to be modern hair living. Pulling and long tongues falling out of people's mouths and going into ears.
Can you imagine?
Boston, awful place. So they agree to let them go. Yep. As in, let Sabrina go, if they come along as these teenage versions. So obviously, the grown-up version of the aunts are Helda and Zelda. Mm. They become Hillary and...
Because she's like, oh,
the obvious solution to this problem is turning us into young versions of ourselves.
Yeah. And, right. Doing all that, but I've just remembered a thing I wrote down. Harvey, wise guy, he's like, oh, I just told my parents I've got an astrology trip. And so Sabrina's like, you mean astronomy? He's like, oh.
I guess they don't listen either.
My parents don't love me.
I have a car and I'm alone. I'm
gonna... I was going to keep him in dark. I'm not going to do it.
My only friend is my car.
Friend. Let me connect this pipe into the mirror and just start the engine.
That aside, I think Harvey has hotboxed that car.
Oh,
I think there is very little doubt.
Hotbox and Sabrina, am I right?
No, and I'll tell you why. This is a TV show where in this episode later, they're waiting in this queue to get into this record store. Ugh. And they're hugging as if that's the thing they do. He stands behind her, puts his clampy hands over.
Just his iron-clad fist.
And just kind of holds. And then when the aunts, as young aunts, look
like,
at them, she's like, get away from me, no hugs.
Yeah, she doesn't like it.
And then the aunts are away. Hug me. Hug me. Hug me.
Strange, isn't it? But they thought it was cute.
Yeah, it is cute. I mean, it's adorable.
It is cute. Lovely. I love it when you do that to me.
But there is so much humor in having the aunts go young, because when they first go young, they change the bodies, as we've described. Then they get changed into clothing that they feel uncomfortable in. So there's like a little midriff showing.
Disgusting.
And Hillary, Helda, has this kind of very, very... It's like her of Clueless. The black girl of Clueless had the kind of tartan...
No, point out, she doesn't black up in this role. That would be...
No, because young Helda was not black.
No, she's a white, also white Caucasian.
Yep, so that's great. No, but she was wearing like tartan skirt and like the little kind of floppy floppy hat. So imagine that. And yeah, so young Zelda's wearing a midriff. Midriff
look
show
out.
Top.
Keep that belly button. Take that, display, Brittany. Huh?
Mm. Anyway, so that'll be the humor along.
My Amazon delivery, that.
There we go. Someone noticed that we were talking about Harvey.
PA will get it.
Yeah, we'll sort that one out. One of our many assistants will be there. Anyway, so they run away because obviously they don't be wearing such clothing like that.
Sure.
Blah, 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 blah. But they arrive with the voice being wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because they're
still talking.
Still talking like
adult voice.
Adult voices.
In the young people's
body.
So
they magic them. So what starts off as what is like potentially a really long episode of ADR.
Yes, they quickly go,
poor
as we can
dubbing.
Do anything, let's just give
magic
them new voices.
Oh, there we go. Totally
that was genuinely my fear. Yeah, you told me to watch this going, you should watch the one, okay. And I thought, no, don't let it be this episode.
Like the whole episode is slightly out of sync every time they talk in and doesn't quite match
the
up.
The older actresses are doing young people voices. I thought, please don't be.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, I love the
That's
virus
radical.
Friend. That's what's so great about it, is that they're not. They're still old people.
Oh, I love that
they're
one of
cool.
our favorite episodes has got two of the main characters aren't in it, like for about 90%.
But they
of
are
it.
In spirit.
They yes. These young
and in magic.
They really take over the the loving soul of these people.
Mm.
They all say that they're dressed as hussies, which I also enjoyed using the word hussies.
Loosey goosey ladies, aren't they?
Anyway, so they get to the Violent Femmes queue in Boston. They do go. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, they get there. They're all in the car. They complain. Libby's like, no, one of them's. Zellery's like, turn it down. And they're like, this is the Violent Femmes.
And the song is I Hate the TV.
Yeah. Ironic.
I like it.
And also, Libby, the whole time...
Libby's obsessed with the lead singer.
She loves him.
Gordy Gekko. Gordon Gekko?
Gordon the Gekko.
Martin Sheen.
Gordon Gano.
Gordon Gano.
Yeah, Gigi. Yeah, she's in love with him. And she's read this book.
Essentially the game, but for
is
ladies
it?
With
I've never
eyes.
Read the game.
I have no idea.
But I remember when people were reading that. That was a thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, I do remember that. And
didn't you have to just visualize things you want or something?
You had to put feathers in your hair, so you became, okay. You became a peacock. And then when you walked into a bar, women would go, there's a dickhead. I'd love to talk to
that
him.
That seems to be how it works.
Annoyingly, I have seen it work.
People put feathers in their hair.
No, it could be an earring, which is a turtle.
It just sounds like you're describing...
Or it could be a tattoo in the shape of a duck on your forehead, or...
Yeah.
Anything. It could be a sticky back plastic yogurt pot attached to your ear. I mean, it just needs to be something that makes you look like a knob. Right.
It sounds like you're describing Johnny Depp. He's got feathers in his hair and, like, earrings.
Pirates of the Caribbean, he swims out of the sea and there's a lot of flotsam that's just attached to
like
his
him,
face.
Yeah, women just coming up to him.
He's got oil slick.
I'm in the middle of a sea.
Come on. Jesus. I need to...
Overact.
I need to pretend to be drunk and fall over. I can't do that whilst you're fawning over me.
Do you hear about that?
Anyway, you're listening to 99's Problems.
You digress. I just read about that. Apparently, Johnny Depp was going to be in the end of Birdman.
What?
As Johnny Depp. And it was like going to, like, the whole film was going to repeat itself. So it was just going to end the original ending. They wanted Johnny Depp to be in it. And he was going to be this down and out actor who's just known as being this pirate. But they couldn't get either. Disney wouldn't let them have the rights.
No way.
Yeah, look it up.
That's very interesting.
Listen, I don't, you know, listen, well, I don't work for a movie magazine.
Oh, you shut your mouth. I've got a second segue here.
Yeah, go on.
Not segue. Whatever.
You're on a segue.
I imagine you're in a car. Harvey's car. Now get rid of the car.
Listen to the fans.
Anyway, so apparently the end of everyone's favourite sitcom ever, one of the most popular sitcoms of all time, Two and a Half Men. You may not have seen it. It recently ended and it sees...
No, I didn't see it.
It sees, I promise you this is true, a guy with a back that looks a lot like winning Minnie Sheen.
Yeah, Charlie Sheen.
Go up to the front door to ring the bell. And he's wearing, like, the bowling shirt. And you think, oh, it's going to be him. Oh, he's going to turn around and say something funny. So he rings the doorbell. And then a piano falls on him. Ha, ha, ha. Then it cuts back. Third, you know, fourth wall broken. Pans out. Then it's the guy who runs the show going, ha, ha, winning. And then another piano falls on him.
What?
And that's the end of the show in its entirety. Go and watch it.
I'm not going to watch it.
If you're curious about total weirdness on sitcoms and you are listening to 99's Problems talking about Hillary and Zellery,
sure.
Have a listen. Have a watch. It's bonkers.
That is weird, isn't it?
Anyway.
I guess just, well, there's no way to wrap up a shit show.
Exactly.
There, so.
Like,
fuck it.
It just, wow.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I'd like it if, like, I don't know. That's, you just died trying to. Eddie Van Halen was an episode of 99's Problems. It's the only time I've ever... of 99's Problems, I wish. Two and a Half Men. It's the only time I've... I've ever watched it. Eddie Van Halen's in.
Should we reveal our special guest?
Oh my god, can you imagine? Hey, talk to my hero about that. Come on, do the podcast.
If you don't send the email, you don't get them.
Listen,
anyway.
Eddie@vanhalen.com. Just get the bounce backs.
Anyway, so we do have...
So anyway, they're in the car. They get there.
Yep.
They're in the queue. Libby's put sunglasses on.
She's reading this book that means that she's... This book that we're talking about, which is a bit like the game, but not really, but it's called The Magic Within.
The Magic Within. And they're ironic, because they're witches.
Exactly. So clever. It allows her, apparently, to have the power to seduce any man just by wiggling her head a bit and looking at them in the eyes.
Yeah.
So that's fun. But she needs to channel her inner chi or recharge and whatever.
Yeah,
so
her eyes closed.
She puts glasses on and shuts up, which is
great.
And
it's funny, because it's dark, so obviously... You can imagine what kind of jokes you're going to get.
So good. So Gordy, the young
Gordy's chirping on.
Naturally hitting the hell onto young Zelda.
Out. Are you kidding me?
Because she's young.
PVC
she's
pants.
A nice lady. Whoa. And she's so...
They're chilly, though.
They're so conservative, you know? They're so like...
They've both got their...
They both like keep the music down and I like chess, right?
Yeah.
And if Gordy's eating that with a spoon.
Yeah, he's like that.
So he says, hey, have
my
scarf.
Yeah.
Which, as Sabrina quite... rightly explains, that means I want you.
I'm gonna Billy Idol you. I'm gonna rebel yell you, girl.
I'd love to see Gordy say those words.
Hey girl. Rebel yell, am I right? Oh. And then Billy Idol just comes in. Cameo.
And there's a massive, you know, when you have a cameo on Night Night's TV show, like or a cheap sitcom, it's always like, woo-hoo!
Yeah, like that. Everyone just goes mad.
One day. Anyway, so there's lots of fun between them. Mm. She wants to go back to the car because she's decided, quite rightly, that she doesn't want to be standing in the cold. They've been waiting for hours and hours and hours. Not to go to a gig, just to go to
just
a fucking record store.
All they want to do is get a CD signed.
Yeah, and meet them for half a second. So Zelda goes back to the car, and Gordy goes back with her and
he's
says,
like,
bow, chicka, bow. And she's like, get out of my face.
She's like, I'm going to stay with you. And then he's like, ooh. And then she's like, no, look, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Heartbreak.
Meanwhile, Hilda, young Hilda, Hillary, is poking fun at a cop.
And being...
totally out of character.
Out of character. So she needs to... But she wants to get. She wants to go home because it's cold.
Yeah. Well, Zelda wants to get back
sick
in the car because it's cold.
Yeah.
And Hilda wants to get this queue over with so they can go
Zellery,
in and get home.
Sorry.
Yeah. Young Hillary,
I mean,
wants to go.
I mean, confuse people.
We don't want to.
You're gonna use
yeah,
these...
we can't do that. We can't do that. She starts poking fun at the security guard slash cop at the front
He's
of the
He's a policeman.
Yeah. She steals his hat. Is that
she
right?
She steals his badge.
Badge.
It seemed...
If you, like we said, this is totally out of
character. She tries to bribe a cop.
But this is a thing. They're out of character, but they also make it like, oh, well, we're in young bodies, so our hormones are weird.
Yeah, yeah. And they couldn't deal with it all. Because they're like, she almost fancies Gordy for a minute, didn't she? And then...
Yeah, so did I, to be fair.
He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah. I mean, those allergies are actually something I like.
Are you kidding me? Ooh.
Yum.
But yeah, so Hilda, once again, it's like, I could probably just magic the queue.
Or magic the cop.
Magic the cop.
To let them go
Jedi through. Mind tricks. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Yeah. I'll bribe him with cash.
Instead.
That always works.
Here's money.
Here's money to a police officer. Police officer's like, are you bribing me? And then she just says, right, I want to report you because you won't take my bribe.
I did not think of that.
She's like, I want to report you.
You're the worst cop
ever. You're the worst cop.
You won't accept
$20. Get by in America. This is the American dream. Corruption rules all. Which is an underlined theme in Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Corruption rules all.
It's all about the green.
dollar bill, y'all. And she's like, right, I'm going to report you. He covers his badge up. She nicks it. Cuts to... She's in the back of the police car.
Yeah, she's hiding in the police car.
Sabrina turns into the motherly figure. She has to mother.
The joke is, of course, that Sabrina becomes the mom and they become the kids. And she's
roles reversed.
And yeah.
Freaky Friday, if you will.
It's free. Yeah, it is Freaky Friday, except they'll be like, yeah, yeah.
It is Freaky Friday. But
I
it's
like it.
Violent, no. Freaky Femmes.
Freaky Femmes. Yeah,
no.
Okay,
something
fine.
Like that.
Something. It's probably
That
Friday.
Was probably the working title for the episode.
You can tell. Rather than Hilda and Zelda, the teenage years.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much on the nose. But it's fine. But no, there's this weird thing. They get young and it's fine. And Sabrina actually doesn't do that much in this episode. It's these new actors doing new shit, flapping about.
Two people. And let's get two bit parts.
And give them like all the best gags,
all
the best moments.
The whole time.
But they do eventually get to the top of the queue, the front
queue. They get to it. Only to find out.
It's, as always, the last people to go through were the last people
that
went in.
You're done.
So, sorry, no more.
See you later, guys.
Sunny
Thanks for coming.
So Harvey, and this is a bit I really did like, Harvey, whose job mainly so far has been driving, awesome. Listening to music, awesome. Hugging his girlfriend, who's not really his girlfriend, awesome.
Yeah.
Actually, just using no magic, just using his own...
Just being a dude.
Just being a good guy. Just steps
Listen
over
up.
The queue and says to the guy, he said, look, I'm sorry, this is the last one. He goes, do a man a favor. I've driven all
Help
this way.
Help a brother out.
I've got all these guys here. I've got all these girls here and a guy. And I come all this way. Please don't let me drive back in my car and see these nutters, one of which is nearly assaulted a cop.
And then...
Just let me
And before
through,
I should say that, they have said the name of the band Violent Femmes maybe 3,000 times.
I think every that's time. A more like 5,000.
Like, they're like, God, guys, when are we going to get into this queue for the Violent Femmes?
My favorite like, band is the Violent Femmes.
Yeah, yeah, all the time. So, but then Harvey makes the great pun. He's like, you've got the Violent Femmes. I'm going to have four Violent Femmes if I have to drive back.
And this is why I like the show, because it presumes that you know that femme means woman.
It's right.
I like it.
I don't know what else it could mean.
It's a great point. But considering it's not an English word, I'll give it
Where?
Where?
Birth.
Birth. And anyway, the guy.
Birth-femme.
Birth-femme.
Female beef.
Does actually allow them in, which is great. And
he's like, oh, sorry,
I'm out. Have bits where
Cut to...
No magic, get it through.
Violent Femmes.
Yes, who are people I would never recognise in the streets. They seem like nice enough guys.
And they don't look like that anymore, either. I've Googled a picture of what they look like now.
They seem individually nice people, but the lead singer seems to not get on with the guys.
No, they all hate each other. And you get that moment for a split second where it's like... It's almost like they were like, guys, just leave the cameras rolling. We're going to get some gold out of this. And like... I guess the last people were the not the last people. And they're like, oh, fuck, right, we'll meet him. And then they all, they've sat in the cold for ages, freaking out. Femmes are here. CD sign, thank you for coming, thank you for coming.
All looking down, none of them looking down.
No one's making eye contact.
Yeah, they're all just scribbling.
Libby, she's got a glass sunglasses on. Furious.
Takes them off.
Takes them off, boom.
Says, look at me. She actually says, look at me in the face. Look at me.
Look at me in the face.
Look me face. Face me look.
And she tries to do her thing. And basically just
wiggly head.
Makes her look like she's... What are those insects that eyes close sideways? Or like in films when somebody's like half lizard, their eyes like close sideways instead of...
Yeah, like a lizard.
The lizard's eyes close sideways?
Let's say they do.
I think they do. But anyways, freaky eyes. She's like doing all this head movement, shaking around. What are you doing? Now, for the first time after being fucking cold...
Assaulting a cop. Being hit on by a nerd.
Hitting on a nerd. Putting a jumper on when you could have just magicked one yourself.
Yes.
Right. We'll help out this arsehole.
We'll have a... Honestly, Libby, and even the aunts have said in previous episodes, is an awful human being.
What a piece of
work. Sabrina has not said a nice word about her.
Yeah.
She, throughout this whole experience, has had her sunglasses on and said nothing.
Yeah.
She was unpleasant in the car and wiggled her way onto Harvey and Sabrina's date
He just wants to hang out with someone.
The young aunts go, shall we be nice to her and give her a, what was it, a 30-minute infatuation charm?
Yeah, some bullshit. I don't know.
And of course you'll never hear that again. You know,
as
with so much in Sabrina, that plot important spell.
Yeah.
Even though that would be useful in another situation, there'll be a reason not to do it.
Yeah,
here
sure.
They do it just on a whim.
Done.
And of course, her wiggly eye effect somehow works.
Works.
So what does Gordo want to do?
He wants to... He's like, I want to play you a song.
I want to play you a song.
But guys, we haven't got any instruments.
We're in a record store. Maybe there are some guitars and then a drum kit.
And then they play a song off their first album.
Yeah.
Please, please, please.
It's a sweet song.
Go. Great album. Violent Femmes. Check it out. It's on Spotify. Where another streaming sites are available.
Yeah.
And buy it if you want. So they play that. And then he's like, I wrote this song for you. I didn't even know you then, but I wrote it for you. What?
But the best bit about this whole experience is whilst they're playing the music, everyone there dances with each other.
And we know, you know, I love Sabrina's dancing.
I want to see.
Just an absolute terrible dancer.
And they do like tilted Dutch angles on the camera. So it's all like kind of, whoa, Rocky, yeah. Dude.
And
whoa.
The only time, the only people that can dance worse than Sabrina are Hillary and Zellery. Who
yes.
Just
they all super
know
bad.
What they're doing. They all look like they're having a stroke.
Yes,
terrible dancing.
Much fair. And of course, Libby realizes that she's got this guy under her thumb.
Yeah.
So he goes, the Gordy. Gordo.
Top you there, right?
Oslo,
he's in love with her.
Yes, he's infatuated. Yeah.
He's in his 30s, right?
She's not even 18. Nowhere near 18. 15, I'd say.
16.
Yeah. Jesus Christ! What's
going on?
That didn't even occur to me. This is the weirdest
so
episode.
Mad.
By the way, only he has the infatuation spell.
Yeah.
The other two, also fully grown adults, like...
They're like, oh, fine.
In their 30s, let's say.
They're all in their 30s.
Like, yes,
oh, yeah, fine.
Bring back this 15-year-old girl.
Classic
it's
Gordon.
Sabrina the teenage witch.
Preteen.
The teenage.
Yeah. Come back to our hotel room.
For the after party. Now, in their defense, the after party turns out to be watching cartoons.
No, but they had to do that. It couldn't have been them doing rails and fucking just swinging hookers.
There was a sex swing.
Yeah.
Just cocaine piles, a block of cheese and a gun. You know,
just
everything
knocking about
a party needs. Harvey's car.
Harvey's there.
It's just like, they couldn't let to give it all.
Exactly. Harvey's on a mission trying to pick up some McDonald's because they're all... Got the munchies. Nightmare. So, what's the director's cut?
Instead, they just watch children's TV.
Mm.
And of course...
No, but prior to that...
Go on, rewind.
She's like... He's like, oh yeah. She's like, oh my God, that'd be amazing. Sabrina... She's like, Sabrina, do you want to come with me? And she's like, I can't leave.
Got my...
Hillary and Zellery.
Mm.
Or Gordo. For
the
that
Gordster.
Matter. Gordster.
Or Harvey.
Or Carvey.
And Harvey's driving them back.
He's got to get back in the car.
Yeah, they need to... They've been apart from each other about half an hour, maybe 2 hours.
Absolutely. So they're like, so she's like, no, I can't do that. Crisis. You know, here's the moral of the story.
You've got to choose between
being
with
cool.
The worst person ever, Libby,
yep.
And her infatuated, not really friend.
Hanging out with some kind of
angry,
threatening,
yeah,
middle-aged rockers.
that are willing to
on a comeback for the money. Mm. Around this time, I think they Gordon let Blister in the Sun be in like a Wendy's advert.
Oh,
and like
wow.
Then the other members of the band wrote an open letter to him, just being like, "You fucking asshole, you've ruined everything this band's about." I get it. You need the money sometimes, but.
They shouldn't have let him all have all the writing credit.
Yeah, and then they all sued each other, and then they came back, and then they reformed again for the money. Anyway, not a nice guy.
No.
So it's like, actually, Libby and them are a perfect match for each other.
You're making more and more sense.
You know
yes,
what I mean?
They like, are a perfect match.
You're a horrible person. So am I.
And I'm only liking you because of an infatuation spell.
Yeah, got 30
minutes.
And
I'll take about half an hour to get back to the hotel.
Yeah. Cut to...
No. Firstly, Sabrina says, I'm not going with you.
Don't worry about it. I'm getting back in coffee.
But then the two aunts go, kind of sensibly, but who's going to look after Libby? Gordy goes, yes, I'll do it.
Yep.
The young nerd goes, yeah, I'll do it. That's still not fixing the problem. How are they getting home?
Don't worry about it. They've got the record company money.
Like,
but yeah, no, they're...
How are they getting home?
Stranded in Boston.
How can you trust these people?
On an astrology trip.
Are you sleeping in the hotel?
What are you doing?
How are you getting home? Is he getting home tonight? Are you getting home tomorrow? What's the deal?
We're concerned parents right
now. The aunts care about Sabrina and
Harvey. You don't find out either, do you?
No.
That's it. Next episode's them.
It's them begging for cash to get on the stagecoach, get on a fucking Greyhound back home.
Yeah.
It's them just like going, you know, we'll be annoying for cash on a sign.
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
Rude for money.
Sabrina goes home with the aunts, who are very pleased that she made the right decision, even though they don't care about the other two young children.
Give a shit.
Leaving a 15-year-old to go possibly have sex with a very creepy guy that they've already cast a spell of infatuation on. Anyway, so they go back home, and it's all chill.
It's totally mega chill.
Super chill. They get back home, and Hillary and Zellery, who have now become Helder and Zelda...
Still in their sexy clothes, though.
Yeah, of course, and they run upstairs because it's a scandal. Such a scandal.
Mm.
Say, we're so happy with that you... did the right thing, but we're really happy that you said we were friends.
No.
Because of the pretense, nice? You idiot. Of course you had to say friends. Because
you're referring to these two strangers as your aunties. They're her cousins.
Like third or second cousins.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Sure.
And that's the other point. There's no way you could leave them because, as far as they're concerned, that's like leaving family.
Yeah.
So why would you do that?
Blood runs thicker, huh?
And you know, all that stuff. So we're so pleased with you.
Very
you said we were friends.
You.
We want you to...
We want you to just jump on this and be in a montage for the rest of the episode. We've run out of things. We've blown our budget. Violent Femmes are done.
Because that was a big budget.
We see the Violent Femmes again.
As a credit sting type thing.
Yeah, they're watching cartoons.
Hmm.
But they love Gordo.
But the episode essentially is, when you say jump on this thing is...
A vacuum cleaner. A Hoover, if you will.
A Hoover.
And they're like, right...
Little did you know that we don't fly about on brooms, which I would say...
If you're old school witches, you could. Like a hipster witch.
A hipster witch, it's easier to not be seen flying in the night riding a broom. But no, why don't you ride a red bagged Hoover
that
has to be on, though it's not plugged
not in? Not powered in. Set it to low shag.
That's a joke.
That's good, I like that.
That's a good joke. You're learning.
I like that because...
Get it to first gear. Don't take it on the motorway.
I like that because it's funny because for me it translates to something else. But she's referring to carpets.
Of course.
And especially after this sexually charged ep, you know what I mean?
I know.
That was a little light relief.
Whew.
So
she's wearing a ridiculously old
dress
school
like
nightie.
She's...
Like, honestly, older than you could possibly
what's
imagine.
What's her name of the girl in Peter Pan?
Wendy.
Wait, she dressed like Wendy.
And she's brushing her hair.
Brushing her hair.
It's probably as late as 8:30 at this point.
Yeah, I mean, well, no, what time is it?
I don't know, because if they've been there until 12...
The thing closed at midnight.
So then they get home maybe...
Come on, one, I don't know what the drive is. Let's assume you obey the speed limit. That's a long drive.
Yeah, okay. America's a big place.
You got to drop off.
You got to drop them off, then you got to get to Westbridge.
Yeah.
So they get to Westbridge, they drop them off.
Oh, I'm pooped, I think. I'll just turn in for the night.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
It's 2:30 a.m.
Let's let her fly around on a vacuum cleaner. She drives this vacuum
And it's
cleaner.
Freezing cold.
Wearing a nightie.
Yeah. Because the whole episode... Yeah. They're so fucking cold.
Wears a scarf, hug me because I'm cold.
Psych that all off.
Fuck that.
Go into the air.
Into the
it's warm in the air.
She flies past the moon. She's stratospheric.
I think, like I said, she's still flying now.
There is sparkly dust flying out of the back of the
And they
Uber.
Don't...
It's on, making a noise.
Yeah. And the best thing, they don't use Violent Femmes song for this. They just use another, like...
girl with angst. Yeah. I'm me and you can't handle.
You can suck it. I'm on a Hoover. Like that. The whole, for ages.
I'm going to go buzz some pigeons.
And then, yeah, so it's flying. And she's like, I'm flying and cleaning the air.
And there's another weird joke where while she's in Boston, she goes, I can see my house from here. No, you cannot.
No.
You had to drive a long distance.
Long time. You had to listen to about two or three Violent Femmes albums.
The whole
45
point
minutes
is,
apiece.
The whole point is that you couldn't.
Yeah.
Also, why were they? Oh, it just.
You're frustrated, I can tell, Ali.
So they fly. She flies, understandably, right past the window of
the hotel.
Where
the
Libby,
sex den.
Libby's looking out the window.
The Femmes have.
Yeah.
Swindled these underage teens
the
into.
The fun dungeon.
The fungin.
Yes, this underage fungin that's just horribly going
They're watching
on.
Cartoons.
Yeah, they're watching Ren and Stimpy or something.
That's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, that's humorous. And Libby's like, oh, God, I think my eyes are weak because I seduced him, but now he doesn't like me anymore because I'm a 15-year-old idiot who is absolutely abhorrent socially.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to stare out this window because, and guess he's flying past.
Sabrina
on a Hoover.
Oh, she thinks she's seeing something.
Oh my God, I do need my eyes checked. Yeah, it's not bad. It'll do. But it was good to see Gordy actually kind of nerding out with the
Yeah, and they love the Femmes. They love the Femmes.
Honestly,
great
I think
guys.
Gordy should be their, you know, what's it called, roadie.
Well, they were like, we love you, Gordy.
Yeah,
and he's
Gordy.
Wearing like a Violent Femmes cap. He's merched up.
Yeah.
I love that. I'm a fan of a merch. Put a nice t-shirt on. Look, I've got the hat on. It's great.
I'm wearing my 1990s underpants.
Me too.
Yep.
They're very small now. But.
Yeah, well. Is that going to be our new thing? We've got to go find some old pants from when we were young and have to wear them.
No,
I'm
not
going to
do that.
Yeah, it's too much
He's
effort.
He's still got them.
Oh, no one.
No.
No, nobody has them.
No one. Anyway. But yeah, that's the end of the app.
Well, pretty much. But no, I think.
I mean, we could talk about the credits. You see people's names.
Yeah, Heartbreak Productions. As
yeah,
we
discussed. Yeah.
No, I'm just going to go quickly through my nose in case there's anything vaguely
if
amusing.
If you could, that would be
oh,
great.
Oh, here we go. Keep your hands at 10 and 2.
I like that because they're doing some serious backseat driving, aren't they?
They do some excellent, like, kind of nagging aunts. This is how you ride a Hoover shit. And I like that. That was
my...
No. It wasn't 12 and 2. It was keep your hands at 12 and 6 because you put
it's
one
a,
hand
it's
on
rod.
Top of another because it's a rod. Is that the technical term for an upright
Hoover? Yeah, I call that the shaft. Or the shaft.
Grab the rod / shaft and wait for the sparkers to come out the back.
Where's the VFX guy to
It is indeed Ren and Stimpy. Honestly, the VFX is her on a green screen, leaning left, leaning right.
Yeah.
It's not like she's been raised or there's a wind.
No.
She's just going.
There is some gust in her hair.
Some gust.
There's a gust around.
Can we get some more gust?
Guys, get cut. Guys, get the gust machine in.
Can we up the gust by 10%?
No. The Femmes have stolen it.
Also, can we just talk about this teenage code being if you lend somebody your scarf? That means that you get to have a kiss. Is that?
Yeah.
Was that in the game?
Your problem.
The peacocking. I was too concentrating on the.
You got a number of issues there. Your neck. We've already spoken about.
It's bruised from all the kicking.
The bruise. You know. You put that scarf on.
I've got weak scarf action.
You're not giving that thing away. You're using. You got that scarf on.
I've got to cover it up.
You got the neck brace around it.
Yep.
You got to keep warm.
Oh, actually, I'm confused.
Keep the scarf at 10 and 2.
By scarf. You know, 12 and 6. Long piece of fabric rather than, you know, plaster for my injuries.
I mean, yeah, I'm being kind to you, but yeah.
Yeah, okay, great.
Plaster of Paris. Sure.
So now
you look like the head from Art Attack.
That's the harshest thing you've ever said to
me. Well, I could have said you look like a pig.
You know,
like celery.
Pig face, yes, that's true. Yeah, when I was younger and I didn't have this lovely beard or hair.
I've said it pre-app, you look great today.
Thanks. Jesus Christ. I'd like to thank my family. I have been compared to the Art Attack head. So really,
there's a guy at my work that looks like the Art Attack head.
No, there was a guy.
There was
a guy at my university who was genuinely. I'll show him on Facebook to you now. I'm not joking. Anyway, this has been a fantastic episode. Aren't we great?
but I think what we're
this was meant to be a short episode.
It's all right. It's 43 minutes. That's all right.
Yeah, it's not too long.
Well, I think we're quite busy at the moment, aren't we?
We so are.
Things are going well for my band.
They are.
Cheap Meat.
Tell me more about them.
Well, we're just doing some demos at the moment for a new EP. We might have an EP out in the summer.
Your drummer has two arms?
For the time being.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so things are going to accept. So we might be a bit busy with that.
Tell me more about EP. Just got a name on it?
Not yet, but we've got some songs. Well, you can check us out, soundcloud.com/cheapmeat. at Cheap Meat. Check out the tunes.
Most excellent.
You're going to hear the intro to one of our songs at the start. If you guys want to hear more, just tweet at us. I'll give you some... I don't know. You'll listen to some songs. So I think we're trying to maybe do like a monthly...
Yeah, well...
These ones, like these special episodes, we just want to get this out of the bag.
They come when they come, okay? You're going to get them when you get them, and you're going to love them.
Be thankful.
You're going to tell your friends.
You're welcome.
And we'll hopefully be recording another one this Tuesday. Today's a Sunday.
We're hoping
to do another one on a Tuesday. Who knows when that next one will go up, but just so you know, there is another one coming.
There's another coming. So at least the aim of the game, at least one a month.
That's
and then
right.
You're going to get these little Brucey bonus episodes.
Yeah, when we feel like it. Yes, we can get the next one's going to be on a Keenan and Kel classic.
Yeah.
No points if you can work out which one we want to do.
It's one where he falls through something.
And he drinks
bullshit
orange soda.
Slapstick. I fucking hate it. We're going to talk about it. I'm looking forward to having somebody that really likes it.
Really? Yeah, we've got somebody who loves Keenan and Kel. And we just be like, yeah, they're idiots.
Chubbies.
Terrible people. Anyway, so yes.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for tweeting us and saying what's going on, guys. Like, it's nice.
Somebody said something very lovely, which is, where the fuck is my incredibly free, actually quite good podcast? And I went, that is the nicest
That's
thing.
Nice, isn't it?
So, yeah.
Thanks for the response on the...
Any shout-outs?
No shout-outs. I mean, people are just
Wesley Etienne? No.
Yeah, I think I called her them a she last time, and I can't...
Them? That's weak, bro.
It is weak. I'm weak, man.
Anyway, so
thanks for everyone tweeting at us, regardless of your gender. If I've got it wrong, just, you know.
Yeah, remember.
Somebody else enjoyed it when we gave some shout-outs. Listen, you're old. Tweet us if you want a shout-out.
We love you. Stay witchy, bitches.
Stay witchy, bitches. I mean, this was a Stay Witchy Bitches
production.
And we'll post the episode. If you've got this far and you're not listening to the episode, press that 15-second back button several times until you get back to the start.
Very several times.
Yeah, thank you. And we'll have some more stuff soon. And thanks for listening. Leave a review on iTunes.
5-star review.
5 stars. 10 out of 10. And then that's it, really. I think that's all I've got for you.
Okay, great. Bye.
All right, love you. Bye.
Hello.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.